Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Yes, yay, the end of Thrilling Tuesday. It's almost Wednesday, here in America at least. Good afternoon, good morning, good early evening to all listeners and friends around the world. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are listening to Coastal Shock Entertainment Report, which has been broadcasting here at blogtalkradio.com since March the 21st, 2011. So thank you for supporting the podcast here and also on Springer. And just I was just thinking back in the MySpace days, blogging and so on. So many of us have been social media friends and friends in person for so long. I just want to, you know, say a big shout out and a big I love you to family, friends, supporters, former coworkers, peers, just neighbors, to my Terry. It's been almost 24 hours. I haven't spoken to him in almost 24 hours. So Terry and I appreciate you guys' prayers also as we send you love and prayers. Also, and of course, I'm in native Jackson, Mississippi, Hines County, state of Mississippi. It's one of those surgeon states. And so we're praying for other states and areas throughout the world that are spiking. And we're sending love and prayers to those that have been recovering. Let's talk more about recovering. Recovery is also, which you all know, there's something here, and I have been following since the beginning, the COVID-19 situation, and you all heard it live right here. One of my younger family members was diagnosed, and we were quarantined, and then recently the aunt that you all hear me talk so much about throughout the years, you know, had been diagnosed with it, and one morning was unresponsive. Just knew she was going to pull through. And then tonight, been just looking at stories, people that have lost a couple, lost two of their babies from COVID-19. And it's just, but then there's so many stories of courage and stories from first responders that don't even have proper PPE and just go out there and do it for the love of the patients and nursing people back into health. Just amazing stories. So sending love out in prayers to everyone. And thank you all for, again, your prayers and your positive vibes also. Yes. So tonight, topics are, of course, Thrilling Tuesday, but hot topics, basically. You can chime in or it can be a commentary-type show. You know, I have the gift of the gab also. I'm a very good listener also. Tonight, been listening to Abraham Hicks, Jerry, and Esther Hicks, of course. You know, you heard when we interviewed Sean Alexander Hamilton, how we talked about his books, and then I brought up Law of Attraction, you know, the author's secret and so on. So, you know, check out their videos on YouTube when you're checking out meditations and Oprah interviews and all that. Amazing. Let's see. I love the intro, don't you? So before we get started, I'm going to play a couple PSAs, and then we will get started. You can chime in at 646-787-1578. Yes, I'm real chilled and real relaxed. Just took me an awesome bath. It's been super hot here in the Deep South, and we are under mandated executive orders from our local governments and from the state. The governor is doing it by counties. you know, where the hot spots are. And so it's not complaining because I'm a summer baby and I've been waiting for summertime. But I am getting a vibe of how my favorite athletes, especially football players, feel when they have all that gear around their face, around their nostrils, around their mouth, and all that. I'm not complaining, but I'm just, because it's all about good health, right? And so I haven't had any symptoms yet. I mean, I won't even say yet, because I want to keep my immune system strong, and I was just praying to stay in good health. Mississippi, one of those states that run out of, don't have beds, had to transfer people to other states and so on. This is not a good time in many states to get sick, because there are no beds. Like the governor say, there's no room in the inn, you know? So that's another reason for us, for those of us that do not, like, oh, I'm in good health, there's no problem. You gotta do extra. Your health is 100%. You still gotta add on. I'm in decent health. I'm gonna work my hardest to get it up to tip top paw level. You know what I'm saying? Like Terry likes to say, up to paw. Get it up to paw level, most definitely. But here are a couple of PSAs, and we'll talk about hot topics. When I ended last night, talked about Nicki Minaj. Then this morning when I woke up, well, I pretty much, let's see, I heard from Terry around 1 after the pod, like an hour after the podcast end. We chit-chatted, and, you know, we're still waiting tax refunds. We're still waiting for tax refunds. They didn't vote on the stimulus check today, did they? I know before Friday. So this morning I seen something about at Kanye West's first presidential event, it was a rant going on, and I seen a snippet of it. You know what? I did not know that he was really serious. You guys know I'm a big fan supporter of his and Kim, you know, of theirs individually and as a family. And I seriously did not know he was serious until Sunday morning watching Good Morning America, and they discussed his itinerary of kicking off his campaign. And even some of my friends who are into political enthusiasts like myself, even greater than I am, were like, no, he's not going to run. I'm like, well, I just seen on Good Morning America. And to me, Good Morning America is a reputable news source, and it's not easy to get a story either on a prominent show like that. And I'm like, turn it on Good Morning America, because they're getting ready to talk about Kanye West's event. So this morning I seen where, you know, he had the event and he went on like a little rant. I seen a little snippet of that. And then, you know, he had been tweeting about certain stuff regarding the family and all that. But so he's seriously running. That is unique. He's a billionaire. That's like Ross Perot. Is he running as an independent? But that's like Ross Perot back in the day. Rev Nader was the Green Party and so on. But that's like Ross Perot, because Ross Perot was a billionaire too. Dallas, Texas billionaire. So, yeah, I'm real relaxed and chilled, if you can feel it, if you vibe it. It's late night, and the show is pretty much about hot topics. It's not structured on certain topics. It's Thrilling Tuesday, the end of Thrilling Tuesday, and but Totally Awesome Tuesday, I mean. Totally Awesome Tuesday, and every day is awesome, right? Every day is awesome, so that's why I called it Totally Awesome. Of course, on Wednesday, it would be Win Wednesday, which we love so much. So I don't see any calls in, so I am going to leave the studio screen where I screen the calls and put you on air. But before I do that, I want to shout out the top 5 countries that visit Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com. And thank everyone, all listeners from small villages, small rural America to big cities, rural. Thank you, and I really appreciate you. I get awesome friend requests from all around the world on Facebook and Instagram. I connect with so many, and Twitter and LinkedIn and so on, and YouTube. So I really appreciate you, and I do my best to reciprocate to, you know, if you follow me, I do my best to quickly follow you, and I really do like to be approachable. I have pet peeves when it comes to catfish accounts and fake accounts and people that don't read like my profile and ask me questions that are in black and white on the profile. I mean, if we're going to take time to chit-chat for a few minutes, it should be, you know, interesting. You know, like some people should cut to the chase and talk about their businesses or talk about their family or just general, how are you doing? I mean, how are things in your area regarding COVID or whatever? I do try my best to take a couple minutes out to chit-chat with my social media friends, professionally and personally, and old classmates. I mean, I hear from old classmates, people I've known since elementary school, teachers and friends, parents, and so on. So social media is an awesome outlet. We just should not abuse it and be friendly with it. And those of you that are really making money, I mean, you need to come on the show and talk about residual income and passive income and your businesses, how you market your businesses, if they're brick and mortar, or how do you implement your social media with your brick and mortar stores or with your services and all of that good stuff. Artists and musicians, looking forward to the friends of the show, certain bands and artists that have been on the show before to come back, but then also new friends of the show also. Awesome guest co-hosts like Cousin Linda, Rich Roughneck, that do Big Mike, even my love, my guy, my hubby-to-be, Terry. Like I said, you guys, we really need your prayers, and we really appreciate your prayers, too. And we're sending prayers and love out to you guys, because life was something, but then for us to be living this new normal and social distancing, and many of us be apart from our loved ones, because Terry and I are in different counties. He comes up and work with my cousin. So hopefully soon we'll be cohabitating or getting married real soon. We're looking forward to making a central trip to Dallas also. We've got to go check on things and enjoy Dallas, Texas also. Big shout out to again Cousin Linda in Dallas and many friends and loved ones. Brother-in-law, mentor, my late sister's husband, Tommy Ellis, out of Africa Imports at Trader's Village. You guys check him out. Awesome soaps, skincare products, vitamins, things that will help build your immune system. Art, furniture, the work, most definitely. Essential oils, sage. We definitely need the sage, don't we? Recently, some ladies here in Jackson did a sage downtown Jackson. No joke. I mean, every corner of the city, all over America, all over the world, need to be saved and prayed upon. We need to continue to pray, especially for COVID and other crazy things to leave. And finish out, love to, wow, I was about to say Chicago PD, but JPD also. JPD, former officers and current officers have an attorney regarding some situations going on here in the city of Jackson with JPD regarding morale and all of that. So sending a shout out and love and prayers to all first responders and police departments in Chicago that's been dealing with some things. I've seen like a press conference this evening where it seemed like a shooting or something happened at a funeral. And that was I'm like, what? That was like, wow. But my email here at Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports is kulturesokent_beth@yahoo.com. kulturesokent_beth@yahoo.com. And my personal page on Facebook is Bethany Williams, which it is like a social, it's an online social mixer, no joke. Because there's a lot of topics I suggested. I mean, it is like an online mixer on my page. It's a bipartisan page. I welcome people to come and talk intelligently and in a competent way on my page. And recently, I haven't seen any people like, sometimes people will go at it. But recently, it's been very, very peaceful. And I am one, and believe it or not, I learned how to filter from James Franco when he used to be online, which we're a long time social media friends. Of course, shout out to the James Franco Project group. But I used to think, oh, why filter your page, your friends list? But it is important sometimes to filter your friends list. Sometimes people get locked out of their accounts and they don't use like an old account. So unfriend, deactivate that account. Sometimes people deactivate the account, but it's important for us on our end to unfriend that account to make room. If you're a person like me, they have like 5,000 people, and even if you just have 200 people, why do you don't want an active, obsolete profile on your page? You know, so pretty much filter, take off maybe people that you get a bad vibe from, or people that they just don't use haven't been networking in a long time on their page, or they're rarely active on their page, rarely talk with, you know, stuff like that. So I do my best, and I like it when Facebook shuffles my friends list, so I can see certain friends that I might not have seen or talked to in a while pop up in my feed and so on. But again, email me at cultureshock, kulturesokent_beth@yahoo.com. kulturesokent_beth@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Janice Lewis. She's returning. Remember the opera singer? She's married. She has amazing story. She's a two-time cancer survivor. She's happily married. She recording. She's teaching music. I cannot wait to play some of her new music. She's returning. I need to set a date with Belinda Macy of Pure Romance so we can talk intimate stuff, pure romance stuff, what's hot in the inventory and so on, and take questions and talk about intimate things. And also looking forward to that. Cousin Linda, of course, is always a blast. Been a worldwide traveler, and she's an author herself, and then she marched in the civil rights movement as a preteen with Medgar Evers, and now the flag has been retired here in the state of Mississippi. Would definitely like to hear her stance regarding all of what's been going on right now in this climate that we've been dealing with. There's so much that we've been dealing with. So let me go ahead and play these PSAs, and we will talk about what's going on in real news. I'm in real time. Right now I have about 21 minutes. If you do decide to call, 646-787-1578, 646-787-1578. And check out the schedule, because there will be a set schedule for the remainder of the month. And then for my birthday month, August, actual birthday, many of you already know, August 11th. Okay.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn about how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and United Water.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. Call the Addiction Resource Center's free alcohol and drug helpline. Our counselors provide confidential support and connections to local resources 24/7, 365 days a year. We're a nonprofit organization started by families who have been where you are, and we're not affiliated with any treatment centers or providers. Call us at 1-833-301-HELP. That's 1-833-301-HELP. Or visit us at addictionresourcecenter.org. Addiction is treatable, and recovery is possible. We're here for you every minute of every day. Again, that's 1-833-301-HELP or addictionresourcecenter.org. Reach out today. A message from Addiction Policy Forum. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. Call the Addiction Resource Center's free alcohol and drug helpline. Our counselors provide confidential support and connections to local resources 24/7, 365 days a year. We're a nonprofit organization started by families who have been where you are, and we're not affiliated with any treatment centers or providers. Call us at 1-833-301-HELP. That's 1-833-301-HELP. Or visit us at addictionresourcecenter.org. Addiction is treatable, and recovery is possible. We're here for you every minute of every day. Again, that's 1-833-301-HELP or addictionresourcecenter.org. Reach out today. A message from Addiction Policy Forum.
Okay, yes, definitely seek help if you need help. We all, anything that we, any of us need help, you know, definitely reach out. You know, this is a show that people do reach out. You know, we've had people that have called in suicidal, and there's not been an interview on this show that have not been touching. People that you think have not experienced valleys, ups and downs in their life just amaze me regarding the stories of perseverance and strength. So, like I said, right before the show, because the Shark Entertainment Report came on air. I seen a press conference from Chicago, and I thought I heard them say something about 60 cases, and I heard them say something about funeral. So NBC News, shooting at Chicago funeral injures 14 people. This is from Tim Stello, and this story was originally shared at 9:12 Standard Time, and then updated a few minutes, about an hour ago, at 10:56. 14 people were wounded in a shooting at a Chicago funeral home. Oh, my God. Tuesday, as the city reels from a recent surge in gun violence, authorities said. One person was in custody, and the victim's conditions weren't immediately known. Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent Eric Carter told reporters Tuesday night. Carter said the shooting in the city's Auburn Gresham neighborhood occurred after a speeding black car opened fire on funeral attendees Tuesday evening. People at the funeral returned fire before the car sped away and crashed, Carter said. The people in the car then fled in different directions. Carter didn't say who the funeral was for, and a motive remains unclear. A neighbor, Arnita Gerber, told NBC Chicago that she saw bodies laying everywhere, shot up everywhere, all over, she said. We thought it was a war out here. The shooting occurred amid a spike in gun violence that has hit minority communities already struggling through the coronavirus pandemic. At least 70 people were shot in the city over the weekend. Right, because I seen a press conference this morning. And then I had seen a report where the mayor was like telling the president he don't need to send in the soldiers. And I reshared this morning, and I'm like, Chicago's not the only city. And I won't call any city's name. But there are other cities throughout this country and throughout the world that need help, that need stronger forces to help put things back in order. The shooting occurred amid a spike in gun violence that has hit minority communities already struggling through the coronavirus pandemic. At least 70 people were shot in the city over the weekend. Another 25 were struck by gunfire Monday, according to NBC Chicago. Tensions between authorities and protesters also escalated after they accused one another of violence during an effort to topple a Christopher Columbus statue on Friday night. President Donald Trump injected himself into the fray by appearing to threaten to send federal agents to Chicago and other cities where he said local polls are just fine with 50 days of anarchy. Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot responded Tuesday. Amid weeks of sometimes heated demonstrations in Portland, Oregon, that city mayor said there appeared to be dozens, if not hundreds, of federal troops there responding to protesters. Videos show federal agents who weren't clearly identified using non-lethal weapons and hauling them into unmarked vans. When they're doing what they're doing is they're sharply escalating the situation, Mayor Ted Wheeler said. Trump said the administration was trying to help Portland not hurt. Yeah, they got order back in Portland, you know, let the people be the people, but they didn't try to keep some order also. So that is what is happening, like, right now in Chicago. Let's see. So also I've seen a video that I shared, Dwight Howard talking about the mask and all that. I'm a big, long-time fan of Dwight Howard. But thank God none of the NBA players that are in the bubble in Orlando have tested positive. Everybody's been negative also. So, oh, here's something about China. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Thank you for your patience. My apologies. We had a very long intermission, did we not? Technical problem occurred where we was cut off and had to get back in. So it took, what, about 8 minutes, huh? Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in. And so it's 90 seconds until calls can come in. So I can conclude the show in about 10 minutes. So we were discussing the NBC news story regarding what I had told you I had seen on Facebook regarding a situation that happened in Chicago. But it's been so much going on, good, the bad, and the ugly, throughout America and throughout the world today. So I'm going to look at some coronavirus info, COVID-19 info. And I know the president is going to resume the coronavirus task force briefing. Also, looking at the state of Mississippi cases updated July the 22nd at 12:04 a.m. That's like 10 minutes ago. Confirmed 45,524 cases. 1,389 deaths. And let me see. I don't see the number for recovered. But for the United States, 3,970,671 confirmed. Deaths, 144,173. And recovered, 1,163,861. Global cases, 14,000.9. And deaths, 615,000 plus, and recovered 8 million plus. So the recovery numbers are pretty good. Just if we could slow the spread of confirmed cases, and also less deaths happening, also. So I see Bing has a quiz. Coronavirus, myths versus facts. Learn the truth about COVID-19. True or false? So let's do this together. The coronavirus can't be transmitted in areas with hot and humid climate. True or false? True. Oh, false. 82% got this right. The World Health Organization suggests that based on current evidence, the COVID-19 virus can be transmitted in all areas, including those of hot and humid weather. That's what we were hoping, that it couldn't survive in warm weather. Warm weather, I mean. Taking a hot bath is effective in preventing the coronavirus. Let's see what the answer is. The correct answer is false. According to the WHO, WHO, taking a hot bath will not prevent you from catching COVID-19. Your normal body temperature remains around 36.5 Celsius to 37. That means 97.7 to 98.6 Fahrenheit, regardless of the temperature of your bath or shower. I just took an awesome bath. Y'all might can hear a little drip, drip. The coronavirus cannot spread. I know I'm looking forward to getting a new home office workspace in a new place prayerfully soon. So you guys keep me in your prayers. BJ and I and Terry and all. The coronavirus cannot spread through mosquito bites. Let's see what the answer is. I am going to say, I don't know what the answer is. Mosquitoes tear me up. True. Per the WHO, I like to call it the WHO, WHO, to date, there has been no evidence to suggest that the new coronavirus can be transmitted by mosquitoes. Thank God, because we have West Nile to deal with, and, you know, we must not forget West Nile. So 73% got that answer right. Okay, it is safe to receive a package from anywhere where COVID-19 has been reported. I would like to say true. The answer is true. 47% got this right. According to the WHO, the likelihood of an infected person contaminating commercial goods is low. The risk of catching the virus that causes COVID-19 from a package that has traveled and been exposed to different conditions and temperatures is also low. Because I know everything come from that website in China, that website Wish. Everything is made in China practically and shipped from China too. Older people are more, well, what is not, right? Older people are more susceptible to catching the coronavirus. That is false. Per the WHO, people of all ages can be infected by the new coronavirus. Exactly. 28% got this right. Okay. Regularly rinsing your nose with saline protects you from the coronavirus. I don't do that, but if it protects me, I will. False. 88% got this right. According to the WHO, there's no evidence that regularly rinsing your nose with saline protects you from infection with coronavirus. Okay? Washing hands frequently with soap and water is a protective measure against the coronavirus. True. 99% got this right. According to the WHO, the best way to protect yourself against COVID-19 is by frequently washing your hands. Pets such as cats and dogs can transmit the coronavirus. False. 70% got this right. Yay. While there have been a few reports of pets being affected, to date, there's no evidence that a dog, cat, or any pet can transmit COVID to a human. Okay, COVID-19 is the same as SARS. What I have noticed, I have heard medical professionals, no joke, add SARS like at the beginning before they say COVID-19. They say like SARS, COVID infection. Haven't some of you noticed that? So I am going to say it's not the same as SARS, but it is in relation to SARS. So I'm going to say true because I have been hearing medical professionals and people with pharmaceutical companies add SARS to it when they're talking about, like I watched the interview earlier this week on Pluto TV on my tablet, on my Amazon Fire tablet that I'm looking at now. And the professional with this pharmaceutical company that markets the at-home test for COVID called Pixel and a few other tests, he added SARS to it when he called it, when he spoke to it, like when he referred to COVID-19. So I am going to say true. The answer is not true. It's false. It's in relation. I don't think it's the same, but health professionals, I hear them saying like SARS, COVID, whatever. But it's false. 86% got this right. I thought my answer would be wrong, because it's not the same as SARS. But honestly, and many of you know what I'm talking about, and many of you medical professionals are listening know what term I'm talking about. But the WHO says the virus that caused COVID-19 and the one that caused the outbreak of SARS in 2005 are related genetically. Oh, okay. But the diseases they cause are quite different. Okay. Genetically, so when we're talking medically, it makes sense to have the names connected. Okay, because I know Geeky Me know what I'm talking about. Okay. Eating garlic helps prevent infection with the coronavirus. If so, there'll be some eating garlic people walking around here. Let's see what that answer is. False. 94% got this right. Listen, so many of us be walking around with garlic breath. According to the WHO, there is no evidence in the current outbreak that eating garlic has protected people from the coronavirus. So, oh, they said not bad. I got 4 out of 10 correct. But I need to do it again because I really wasn't taking it seriously. I was just trying to get the questions out so all of us can, you know, just have fun with the answers. So I hope you guys had fun and learned something all regarding it. And that's from Bing.com. So go to Bing.com and look for coronavirus myths versus facts. And it's a quiz about how much do we know about COVID-19. So that was fun right there. Love trivia, don't you? Most definitely. So again, email me at culture_shock, KULTRESHOKENT _ at yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. I'm on Twitter at Beth Williams. Follow me on Facebook because I'm at the limit. But really appreciate you following me, and I'll follow you back. Bethany Williams, of course, the show has a page, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And there's Ben, Beth, and Terry page. And then there's the James Franco Group Project. You know, you guys know I have a private Prince the Revolution Facebook group. As a matter of fact, I created it the same time as I did the James Franco group back in June 2017. And you all know, like, many of you have been my friend, Facebook friends since my original page, Miss Beth Nelson. You all know way long time ago, like 2010, I had a page bringing awareness that Prince still needs a star, a Hollywood star. Not that Prince really cared about things like that, but he liked being recognized, and his bandmates and those of us that love his music and his humanitarian work. I mean, you know, I wonder when. Because one while I thought, well, maybe I just missed the memo and he had one, and no, not at all. So I just wanted to bring that up for a sec. I've invited, like, Pepe Willis. Yeah, and I need to invite the Revolution and many others, his sister and all, on the show to talk with us, to talk all things Minneapolis sound in the very near future. Let's see. The Connect on YouTube, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT, and Instagram at Beth Entrepreneur, being Beth Terry Life, the James Franco Project Group. LinkedIn, Bethany C. Williams Entrepreneur. Again, you connect with me, follow me, connect with my pages, Avon Community, HB Natural, CTFO, Culture Shock Entertainment pages. You all know I have a unique way of spelling Culture Shock because there are other companies that are called Culture Shock. But see, I knew back in the 90s when I created Image Mechanism, my sole proprietors, Image Mechanisms, and Culture Shock Entertainment, I just knew to spell my businesses uniquely. Let's see. And that's important. Many of you have products. Because there are inventions that I have. I make sure I spell them in a unique manner. But really, it's good to have like a signature or a unique way to spell your company's names or your slogans and et cetera. So we have to get someone on real soon to discuss that too. So big shout out to the IRS. Big shout out to SBA, FEMA, MEMA. Red Cross, a lot of the nonprofits out there, the first responders, everybody that's doing their part, the educators, school systems that have decided and those that are undecided, praying for you all, what you're going to decide. They announced that the SWAC will not have a fall season, but They're working on having a season, swag football. So that's the sports news. And politics, before Friday, we're supposed to know something about the second stimulus check. They had somewhat of a stalemate. So we should know something regarding that. And there are other things that they're voting on, deciding on. Also, a big shout out to No Labels. I'm on the steering committee. I'm a longtime member, but been on the steering committee as a top leader about 2 months. So we're, you know, it's a bipartisan organization, No Labels. So, and we support in a bipartisan way. Also, we support candidates and those and lawmakers in both parties, independents. Also, because it's all about, you know, governing properly here in America, and America is the leader of the free world, so it's really important. So check out No Labels' website and social media, and also Rock the Vote is another awesome bipartisan organization that I'm a part of, encouraging all of us to vote. You know, that's what's important. They were voting. They were registered to vote. And I think I do have some forms for those of you that are in the Jackson area and not registered to vote. And you go to down to the courthouse, to your local courthouse, and register to vote. So it's really important. Like, people are fussing about who you're voting for. It's important that you're voting, planning to vote, absentee vote, curbside, or whatever. The thing is, And then if you don't want to vote, it's your prerogative. Yeah, prerogative. But what's important is getting those that do not vote to vote, or those that stop voting to resume voting. But again, it's your freedom, it's your right to not vote. So no one's trying to make you vote, but it's empowering. And also, when you're talking with others, it's important. But, you know, to each his own. But as long as we're voting, that's what's important, instead of getting into Tuesday about who you're voting for. You're voting for Biden? You're voting for Trump? Oh, I'm through with you. Like, I'm glad you're voting. I'm glad you made the decision to vote. Take the whole family to vote. Make sure everybody's going to be 18 years of age on November 3rd. Register to vote so they can vote, you know? So you guys remember that. I mean, just a young person might not be 18 today, but if they're 18 on November 3rd, it's important for them to get registered to vote and, you know, educate them on the process and all of that. So just thank you all. Before the show is automatically concluded, I want to thank you all again for tuning in and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and supporting myself, my loved ones, my family, Terry and I. Take care of pets, take care of young people, seniors, take care of the homeless and those that are lonely. You know, listen, everybody take care of everybody, bottom line. We just cover all grounds, you know, and just do it and spread love instead of spread hate. Be vocal. But do it in a, you know, let's be noticed in effective manners that's not hurtful to others. I know easier said than done when so much hurt is happening out there, too. But again, thank you for tuning in, sending much love. Remember to fail to plan, you plan to fail. Remember, God is love, and love is God. Like Terry always say, keep God first. We all need to keep God first. I already knew that too. Our late mom always said, put all things, everything in the hands of the Lord. I laid on Chris, believed in the power of prayer. And so regardless of our religious faith and our beliefs, we all believe in prayer. And so, and even my atheist friends believe in thinking positive thoughts, putting out positive energies in the world and being kind to others. So we all have that in us, within us, to share, which costs nothing. But again, thank you and love you. Love you, Terry. If you're tuned in, you should have called. And thank you all. Remember, 646-787-1578 is the number. Check out my longtime friend and legal counsel based in Dallas, John Duke. Have an awesome page that just have grown to thousands and thousands of people, members, defending the police. It's an amazing Facebook group. And even those that want to defund, you check out the group. You might change your mind about defunding and more into supporting and we need to get Juan, the policing expert, my friend, that been on the show a few times since we've been back to a regular format. But it's an amazing group that has just grown so tremendously, and just in support for our law enforcement officers of all races, gender, background, and all. So again. I just had to think of that real quickly. That's an awesome group. And there's some other groups. I want to start spotlighting some awesome groups that I'm a part of, too. Not groups I created, but groups that I'm a member of. The Billionaire Mindset is another group, very positive group. But again, thank you all for tuning in. Let's slow the spread of COVID-19 and believe and have faith and try our best to keep each other motivated and believing. Okay? Well, thank you and God bless. And today, Winning Wednesday. Yay! Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True.